from Tucson. Welcome to Radio Munson. Hop aboard, everybody. This train's about to leave the station. That's Quincy Jones, then a young Quincy Jones who had his own band. He'd already made his fame as an arranger long before he was a mogul of movies, of TV, certainly of the music business. Quincy Jones leading an all-star band with Choo Choo Chaboogie, getting Radio Munson off to another start. Broadcasting tonight from just outside of Tucson, Arizona, in our Radio Munson West studios. Call me crazy, but I love that music from the swing era and the boogie-woogie beat, even the two-beat music from the old Dixieland bands of the 1920s. I may be stuck in the past, but I love this stuff. Las Vegas headliners, speaking of whom, let's get going with Steve Lawrence.
Like the beat, beat, beat of a tom-tom when the jungle shadows fall. Like the tick-tick-tock of the stately clock as it stands against the wall. Like the drip-drip-drip of the raindrop when the summer shower is through. So a voice within me keeps repeating, you, you. Night and day, you are the one. It's only you beneath the moon and under the sun. Whether near to me or far, doesn't matter where you are, I think about you. Night and day, day and night, why is it so that this longing for you follows wherever I go? In the roaring traffic's boom, in the silence of my lonely room, I think about you. Night and day, night and day, under the height of me, there's an oh such a hungry yearning burning inside of me. And its torment won't be through till I spend my life making love to you day and night. Night and day, night. Inside of me, and its torment won't ever be through till you let me make love to you day and night, night and day, like the beat, beat, beat of the tom-tom.
when the jungle shadows fall. I want to love you night and day.
Steve Lawrence, one of the great Las Vegas stars, usually with Edie Gourmet, but a hit maker his own, and a Cole Porter song, Night and Day. Let's do another Cole Porter song. You're on Radio Munson, you know, broadcasting from Tucson tonight. You reach me at don@wglt.org. Here's a great singer who passed away in 1987 at age 75. She was from Pittsburgh. Her name was Maxine Sullivan. She was a legendary jazz singer. About a month before she passed away, she was 75 at the time, she did a concert in New York City. I forget what the club was. It was in a concert's probably not the right word. She made an appearance at a jazz cabaret there. And she had a trio consisting of Derek Smith on piano and Milt Hinton on bass and Butch Miles playing drums. It's Maxine Sullivan with Cole Porter's Just One of Those Things.
It was just one of those things, just one of those crazy things, one of those bells that now and then ring, just one of those things. It was just one of those nights, one of those fabulous flights, a trip to the moon on gossamer wings. Just one of those things. If we thought a bit of the end of it when we started making the town, we'd have been aware that our love affair was too hot not to cool down. So farewell and amen. Here's hoping we meet now and then. It was great fun, but it was just one of those things. Steaks on Milton, yeah.
Thank you.
of those crazy things, one of those bells that now and then ring. Just one of those things, it was just one of those nights, one of those fabulous flights, a trip to the moon on gossamer wings. Just one of those things, if we thought a bit of the end of it when we started painting the town, we'd have been away.
It's Maxine Sullivan. Whoa.
That's what we're doing. We're having a jubilee here on Radio Munson. Peter Eklund playing that cornet with Frank Bignola and Chris Flory playing guitars, Scott Robinson playing all of the reeds, and Murray Wall on bass, and Maxine Sullivan before that, the last recording she ever made, just about a month before her death in 1987. She was 75 years old when she recorded that. Here's something from the movie that swept the Golden Globes just this past Sunday, La La Land. It's a great movie. It's a throwback to the old great musicals, but with a modern twist. about a guy who is wanting to, his aspiration is to operate a jazz club in the shrinking world of jazz music. And the young lady is an actress and wants to do a one-woman show that she has put together. It's a great love story and a lot of good music. Ryan Gosling learned to play piano for the movie and played it well. Here he is with his co-star Emma Stone and from La La Land's City of Stars.
City of stars, are you shining just for me? City of stars, there's so much that I can't see. Who knows? I felt it from the first embrace I shared with you.
Everybody wants. There in the bars and through the smokescreen of the crowded restaurants. It's love. Yes, all we're looking for is love from someone else.
A rush,
a glance,
a touch,
a dance,
a look in somebody's eyes, to light up the skies, to open the world and send it reeling. A voice that says I'll be here and you'll be alright. I don't care if I know just where I will go, 'cause all that I need is this crazy feeling I got tapped out of my heart.
Think I want it to stay.
City of stars, are you shining just for me? City of stars,
you never shine so brightly.
Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone, as we salute La La Land, the big Golden Globe winner this past Sunday evening. It was one night later when Clemson beat Alabama for the National Football Championship. We should salute the Clemson Tigers, don't you think, with their official fight song.
Hold that tiger, hold that tiger. Hold that tiger, hold that tiger, hold that tiger, hold that tiger. Where's that tiger? Where's that tiger? Here's that tiger. Where's that tiger? Here's that tiger. Where's that tiger? Here's that tiger.
Where's that tiger? Where's that tiger? Here's that tiger. Where's tiger.
How many of the great football schools had the Mills brothers recording their fight song? Well, Clemson did. Thank you, Mills brothers. Sammy Nestico wrote that song. It's called The Heat's On. And while it's not in Bloomington Normal yet, after a rainy, sort of foggy day yesterday, things look a little bit better today. And for the weekend, continues to get better. And next week, there'll be some days in the 40s, the way it appears right now. I wouldn't call that The Heat's On, but it's sort of the same idea. On Radio Munson, that was Axel Kuhn, who was playing tenor saxophone with the SWR Big Band in Germany, which Sammy Nestico conducted. Here's another great tenor saxophone, an American, Zoot Sims, who played with the Manhattan Transfer for this one.
Though you say we're through, I'll always love you. You know you can depend on me. If you need a friend, until the end, you know you can count on me. I wish you success and loads of happiness, but I must confess, I'll be lonely, I'll be lonely, I'll be lonely. If someone you've met has made you forget, you know you can count on me.
Baby, you count on me. Anytime you're feeling lonely, love's got you moaning low. You're sitting with your bottle looking out the window. Pretty baby, listen to me. I wanna tell you how I feel about you, baby. I ain't got a whiff, sending fever from the top to the bottom. Am I gonna nakey hooky way I'm feeling pokey? A cokey once again. We could do right, cooking up a little bit, though. For me just right, and I'll show you what you miss. Give it up, your love to me. Do my heart, and we'll motivate, 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 motivate along and drive the cruise away.
Oh, pretty baby, I can dig what you've been saying.
when you've been put down. Makes my heart go around. It's sweet music to my ear. But my dear, I feel my heart's been broken all the time. I just can't stop from thinking of the past. Good love don't last. It can hurt you for a long, long time. But you sweet dogging man, you move me with your jive. Lord, you make me feel like I'm alive again. The moment that look into your eyes are brown. Sweetheart, I can't believe that love bug's been me.
Talking to ya, don't you know you're loving an old cool ya?
Manhattan Transfer from 1975, you know, they were doing a lot of vocalese at that time, including that one of an old Earl Hines tune and a version of You Can Depend on Me that was recorded by Lester Young. In this case, Zoot Sims went into the studio with a Manhattan Transfer. On Radio Munson, here's something by Steve Tyrell with Plas Johnson's great tenor saxophone.
A crush on you, sweetie pie, all the day and night time. Hear me sigh. I never had the least notion that I could fall with so much emotion. Could you coo? Could you care for a little cottage that we could share? The world will part my must, 'cause I have got a crush, my baby, on you. Could you care for a country cottage that we could share? The world will pardon my much, 'cause I have got a crush, my baby, on you. My baby on you. My baby on you. My baby on you.
Plas Johnson's great tenor saxophone with Steve Tyrell's vocal of a Gershwin tune, 2003. He recorded that with Bob Mann producing the album, as he often did, and Alan Pasqua playing piano. Here's a guy who played great piano in the 1960s. He was quite the phenom then, and he established himself through the decades as a pop pianist, but also a guy who could swing. Here's Peter Nero and Somewhere Over the Rainbow with Marty Gold's orchestra. I'll tell you what, the guy could play some exciting stuff. And Somewhere Over the Rainbow, recorded in, I think, the early to mid-1960s. I don't have the exact year, but that's when he really burst into stardom. Peter Nero was on Ed Sullivan's show, which was still going then. He was on Johnny Carson's Tonight Show, and he had a record contract with RCA Victor, and the world was his oyster, and it remained that way. He performed with a number of the Pops orchestras across the nation throughout his long career. No longer playing. He's 82 now. I have a picture of him in his last performances on the Radio Munson Facebook page, in addition to some pictures of some of the other artists we've heard tonight. Last I heard, Peter Nero at age 82 was in the process of moving into an old age home. Here's a song from 1937 that Tommy Dorsey's band did with Jack Leonard, the vocalist at the time. They just had a hit recording of Marie. Remember that song? Jack Leonard sang that, and the band sort of did a little chorus thing behind him. So they decided to use that same formula for a follow-up song, which was also a hit in 1937. A song that had been around for about a decade or so. It's called Who. Dorsey's band, circa 1937, with Jack Leonard doing the vocal here on Radio Munson. Here are a couple of guys who owned New Orleans for some time. Trumpeter Al Hurt and clarinetist Pete Fountain strutting with some barbecue. We'll be right back. It's only a paper moon. That's all it is. If you can see it this evening, it's the wolf moon. Well, actually, the full moon was yesterday, but that's the wolf moon, the first full moon of the year. And it's a paper moon, for sure. Ray McKinley was an interesting guy. He teamed with Eddie Sauter, great arranger, and formed that band, I think it was in the mid-1940s, and kept it going till about 1950 or so. Earlier, Ray McKinley had been the drummer for Glenn Miller, and in fact, in the Army Air Corps, when Glenn Miller's plane went down over the English Channel, or just disappeared, as was reported at the time, Ray McKinley took over the band. And then later was asked by the Glenn Miller Estate to lead the Glenn Miller Orchestra, which he did for a number of years. But he played with the Dorseys. He played with Will Bradley, did some singing with Will Bradley. That's when they recorded, Will Bradley's band recorded Beat Me Daddy, Eight to the Bar. Will Bradley, who was a trombonist and who was featured on that thing, along with Ray McKinley's vocal, had a boogie-woogie piano player named Freddie Slack. And Freddie Slack's nickname was Daddy. So he's the daddy in Beat Me Daddy, Eight to the Bar. Here's the Will Bradley Band with Ray McKinley's vocal.
Piano by far. He can play piano in a way you like it, but the kind he plays the best is eight to the bar. When he jams, it's a ball. He's the daddy of them all. The people gather round when he gets on the stand. Then when he plays, he gets a hand. The rhythm he plays puts the cats in a trance. Nobody there bothers to dance. And when he jams with the bass and guitar, they holler, oh, beat me, daddy, eight to the bar. A blink, a plank, a plink, plank, plink, plank, plunking on the keys. A riff, a rap, a riff, rap, riffing out with ease. And when he jams with a bass and guitar, they holler, oh, beat me, daddy, hit to the bar.
Ready, aim for the fire.
Bradley's Band, 1940, with Will playing some trombone there, with Ray McKinley's vocal, the drummer in the band, and Freddie Slack, the big daddy of them all, Freddie Slack, playing that boogie-woogie piano on Radio Munson. Where else? Here's something from Nena Freelon with the vocal group Take Six.
You know, if you're gonna fly, you need to fly right.
Hey, I wish you could fly.
Be you do,
be
you there.
Shine,
just getting
up and stay right.
Be you do, you do, you do, you do, stay out. For a ride in the air, the monkey thought that everything was on the square. The buzzer tried to throw the monkey off his back, but the monkey grabbed his neck and said, "Now listen, Jack, straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Ain't no use in diving. What's the use of jiving? Straighten up and fly right. Cool, cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. The birds told the monkey, you are choking me. Release your hold and I'll set you free. The monkey looked the buzzard right dead in his eye and said, your story's so touching, sounds like a lie. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa. Go down.
Your top.
Bayo, 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 lay. But diddly dee, baby do ba you ba do do ba um ba do be do, you diddly, ba do be do, you diddly, ba you ba do ba ba you day, cool down, cool down, cool down. The buzzer told the monkey you're choking me. Release your hold and I'll set you free. The monkey looked the buzzard right dead in his eye. Said your story so touching, it sounds like a lie. Straighten up, Papa.
Straighten up, Papa. Won't you please stay right?
Keep it cool. Keep it cool. Fly right, Papa.
Oh,
straighten up, Papa. Won't you please stay right?
Now, Papa, won't you please stay right?
Keep it cool. Stay right, straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa. Blow your top. Ain't no use in diving. What's the use in jiving? Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa. Your top.
Nena Freelon and the Take Six vocal group. And we're trying to fly it just as level as we can tonight here on Radio Munson.
Thanks for the memory of candlelight and wine, castles on the Rhine, the Parthenon and moments on the Hudson River line. How lovely it was. Reminding me of rainy afternoons, swinging Harlem tunes, and motor trips, and burning lips, and burning toast and prunes. How lovely it was. Many's the time that we feasted, and many's the time that we fasted. Oh well, it was swell while it lasted. We did have fun and no harm done. So thanks for the memory of summers at the shore, nights in Singapore, You may have been a headache, but you never were a bore. I thank you so much. With the smart set, so I guess that we were smart. I thank you so much. We who could laugh over big things were parted by only a slight thing. Now I wonder if we did the right thing. No doubt we did. Of course we did. So memory and strictly entrenew, darling, how are you? And how are all the little dreams that never did come true? Awfully glad I met you. Cheerio and toodaloo, and thank you so.
Lover of the great American songbook. Yeah, Rod Stewart, who turned 72 years old on Tuesday this week. His vocal cords are, I think, 97. Here's Lenny D., one of the big hits of 1955. It's called Plantation Boogie.